It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, last night, as you know, things were kind of just shaking out, and I'm flipping around, and I don't want to make this comparison. I just want to say this, and you know, we were talking about Trae Young. Mm-hmm. Making that missing, you know, the game winner potentially right. The other night against the Mavs.
When he had Anthony Davis in front of him.
Correct.
Big tree in the forest.
He had this, you know, this gigantic guy. And last night I'm watching and I just happened to flip to it literally as it was playing out. Memphis was tied, tie game. And I'm like, oh, okay, Memphis has got the ball. Let me see what happens. And we had just talked about it on the end of the show where I had mentioned John Morant was doing the gun-toting, you know, pointing thing at the bench for Golden State early in the week, and he's ultimately been fined $75,000, which is nothing. Let's be honest. That's chump change. But he should have probably been suspended with his history, and I'm not being a jerk. I'm just saying if the league really wants to put their foot down. But, Mike, last night, and this is the difference between Ja and when we talk about Trey and some of these other players. He gets the ball, 7 seconds or so left on the clock, gets into the defender, literally pushes the defender off of him. No call because it's the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Floats up a little jumper. It hangs on the rim. It goes through. Ball game. And I was just sitting there going, finishers. Finishers. And I'm not saying Trey's not. We've seen him hit game winners.
Right.
But my point is, I'm sitting there going, that's why I'm having an issue believing that they're going to do something in this play-in. Do we have enough finishers?
Right. And John Morant, by the way, what is he, 6'2"?
Yes.
6'2 and a half?
Correct.
I mean, it's not like, you know, he's a giant, but I mean, he's just so athletic. The hop's getting above the rim. But, you know, he's a guy that uses that athleticism. And, you know, we've seen Trey, but, you know, Trey can get in there with a teardrop. Unfortunately, it's not going to work against a guy like Anthony Davis. We talked about that from the game the other night against the Mavs. But we've seen Trey with the big-time heroics. We've seen him win games late, but it's generally going to be a perimeter jump shot. You know, if you're going to get it.
That's right.
But, you know, you still got to have a supporting cast. The Grizzlies, actually fired their coach, you know, with like less than like what, 2 or 3 weeks to go in the season. They just got a strange dynamic. They got tremendous athletes. They just never had maturity. And I think it starts with John Morant. We always talk about Trey being the leader.
That's right.
When is John Morant going to get his head on straight and say, hey, this is my team and let's go? But he's really hadn't shown that the ability yet. Perhaps that comes this offseason. But you're right. There's certain dudes that are just – look, Steph Curry's, you know, not very big. But there's just the ability to create and do your thing. It's just unfortunately for the Hawks, you know that Trey can draw the double. Then who else?
Who's the finisher?
And is the impetus on Quinn to say, Trey, trust these other guys.
Well, and Mike, this is why, you know, we talk so much about Jalen Johnson. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Murph's in the Cobb Galleria, guys. We're going to talk plenty about the Braves today as we get ready for the home opener night at Truist Park. But Jalen, you could literally in that same situation give him the ball at 6'9", 6'10", whatever he is, Mike, and say, go make a play. And he could create for Trey in that same situation, or vice versa. But my point is that that's what we've been lacking and missing. I'm not telling you Dyson Daniels can't hit a shot. Of course he can. But you got to have that kind of trust where if I'm not taking the shot, the guy I'm going to, right, Magic to Kareem. You think he ever doubted that Kareem was going to be able to hit the shot?
Right.
Right? Bird to McHale or, how you know, to the Chief. There was never this doubt. It's Jordan to Pippen. He trusted the other dude. And I'm just saying that has been lacking, and we've known that. But last night I'm sitting there going, that's what we're missing. Like, it's not John Morant versus Trey. It's just simply like, if this goes bad, who does he pass the ball to and who finishes for our team?
I mean, I know he's capable of hitting a game-winning shot, but it's not like, you know, Trey dishes to Nyang. You know what I mean? Like, eventually, Reece Hachette is going to be that guy. You know, Reece Hachette is getting more and more consistent with his jump shot. He's better around the basket. You know, certainly he's been a guy that we've talked about for Rookie of the Year season for a good reason. But that's developing, but that eventually will be the guy. The triumvirate, the three-headed monster would be Trey, Zachary Reece Hachette, and Jalen Johnson. And then the other pieces come together. You know, you got your defensive stopper and Dyson Daniels. It's funny, guy brought this up yesterday on the text line. We all love, I know you're a big fan of Onyeka Okongwu.
Yeah.
Until you go up against a true five, and then he's just a dude. Just like John Collins couldn't go up against a true five because he was too light in the dumper. So we do, I would still love to see us add a real center, a true big man in the offseason. We've got some money to spend. That doesn't have to be a star because there are no stars there. Other than the guys you already know, then they're under contract. But I'm very curious to see how we fix some of these things in the offseason.
Didn't Hardenstein go to OKC? Is that right? Didn't he go there to help them? And, you know, they got Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, the Knicks didn't have enough room cap-wise, so he went over there.
And Mike, but they can play those guys together because Chet can shoot the three. Like, he can stretch you. And then if you need a big defender, Hardenstein could be that guy. I agree with you. Just talking about our Hawks guys, they are back in action tomorrow against the Knicks, as a matter of fact. And, you know, every game counts now when you start talking about positioning and are they going to be able to potentially move. I just think it's going to be too tough, and you got to stay where you are. You don't want to lose a spot or two. They're currently seventh as we speak, but I think these next few games are going to be huge. By the way, and we're going to talk to BMAC, Bryant McFadden. He is an NFL analyst for CBS. He does a great podcast called All Things Covered as he played corner in the NFL. Mike, today was the day for Colorado. And that means Travis Hunter. That means Shedeur Sanders. I don't know if anything came out of this throwing session again.
Right.
I don't want to ever get too high on the pro day and too low. I think the tape doesn't lie, right? We know Travis Hunter's special. If you watch Shedeur Sanders during the season again, 4,000 yards, blah, 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 we could run off the numbers, 37 touchdowns. I think he's going to be fine in the NFL. I just don't know if what team truly trusts him. But today was that day in Boulder as evaluators head to the Rockies to check out these guys. And look, I don't know what more you're going to learn about Travis Hunter, but maybe you just wanted to see Shedeur up close and personal, just like they wanted to see Cam Ward.
You know, it's funny. I was at the gym today. I'll give a shout out to my man Leon. And Leon, by the way, played football. I think he was there before our man Jarvis at Albany State.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yes.
But anyway, we were chatting and we were talking about, and he said he heard our conversation. He's with you on Shedeur Sanders. He's like, he thinks it's a bunch of jive that they're talking this nonsense. Then I threw something at him. I said, imagine if Dimitroff was still our general manager. How do you like this idea? I threw this at him. He went like, he literally was like a basketball player. Oh, no, you didn't. How would you like to maybe trade our first and second and next year's first to move up and get Travis Hunter?
Would love it.
And now you've got a guy, a secret weapon for your offense.
Would love it.
And you get the best corner potentially in football for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I know. I just was joking around. We were just throwing some pie in the sky stuff. But that's something that's I would totally endorse.
Well, Mike, first of all, it's a homecoming. Well, check that. He can play. He's right. Good. It's a homecoming for the kid. And secondly, I think he's going to be a star in this league. I really do. I don't care where he goes because he impacts the game. Guys, he went to Jackson State.
And then again.
And was killing it. And everybody said, oh, well, it's the level of competition. His kid was the number one recruit in the country.
And Florida State had him. And Deion said, no, man, come to Jackson State. He stayed with it, stayed with Deion all the way to Boulder. And that's another thing. The legacy of Deion. Imagine having primetime's protege in Atlanta. Now, again, guys, I know that's a zillion to one. I'm just saying.
It would be cool.
It's the kind of thing. Now, as much as we used to go crazy with Dimitroff pulling these moves. That's something which, if he was around, I could see that it is. I could see that it is playbook.
Yeah, it was cool, by the way.
And the city would be electrified, one way or the other.
No doubt, highly attended, if you're curious. So everybody was represented in the NFL that needed to be there, and teams that have high picks or teams that may be interested in how this quarterback thing is going to play out. Scouts, coaches, personnel executives, and then Deion named it. We ain't hard to find. Showcase. So they had these big signs.
Presented by Louis Vuitton.
We ain't hard to find.
Right.
But you know what? I wouldn't expect anything else from him. But the bottom line is, did we learn anything today? We're going to talk to BMAC about this because I don't think we did. It's like Cam Ward. If you like Cam Ward before his pro day, Mike, you liked him after.
Right.
You don't go to these pro days and go, man, he just threw an incredible 20-yard out. I think we should probably move him up the board.
Yeah, I know that. Look, there's mechanical issues with a number of players that have been corrected, star players. We talked about Josh Allen, the things they had to fix with him, and obviously they fixed it pretty well. So I think the things that you want to tweak about holding the football too long in delivery, they can fix that for Shedeur Sanders.
All right, guys, we're coming back. That was today in Colorado. BMAC's going to join us. We'll get to the Daily Download, more about our Braves and what we expect to happen, not only tonight but the rest of the weekend. Big series for our Braves. BMAC's next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.